After 8 days in police cells and numerous court delays, the vice president of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change was released on bail on Monday. The deputy opposition leader, Gibson Sibanda, was cheered and mobbed by supporters in court in Zimbabwe's second city, Bulawayo. He was released on $1 million Zimbabwe bail, one of the highest amounts ever required by the court. That's the equivalent of $18,000 at the official rate. He also has to report to police twice a week and had to surrender his travel documents. Mr. Sibanda is charged with violating the Constitution by helping to organize a general strike, which paralyzed Zimbabwe's commerce and industry last month. The hearing on Mr. Sibanda's release was first scheduled for last Thursday, but the magistrate failed to come to court Thursday and Friday. Legal experts have condemned the delays as political harassment. As Mr. Sibanda was emerging from the court, police detained Paul Temba Nyati, a member of parliament and spokesman for the opposition. Police did not immediately give any reason for his arrest. Like Mr. Sibanda, Mr. Nyati is a veteran nationalist and was detained during the colonial era. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.